Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week was raised in Yugoslavia, fell in love with the piano at age 4, and made her debut solo concert at age 9 in front of 2,000 people. In the 1990s, she challenged hatred and violence in Yugoslavia by performing her original music to reveal our common humanity, and was then forced to leave her country and emigrate to America. In 2019, she starred in Marina at West Point, Unity Through Diversity, which was broadcast to more than 180 million viewers. Her name, Marina Arsenievich. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible. And we're talking to Marina Arsenievich. In the 1990s, she challenged hatred and violence in Yugoslavia by performing her own original music, blending a variety of ethnic and cultural rhythms and melodies to reveal our common humanity. Marina, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Hello, and thank you very much for inviting me to such an inspirational show. I'm honored.
Thanks. Can we start by talking about your childhood in Yugoslavia and your mom and your dad, please?
Yes, well, I was born and raised in, at that time, Yugoslavia. It's now Serbia. I was a very curious child. I had about 100 plastic pianos by the age of 4. My parents really didn't know what exactly to do with all my energy, with all my curiosity. So at that point, they sent me to a classical ballet school at the age of 4. And then later on, I started even swimming because they said I still have extra energy that I have to burn somewhere. Well, at the time, Yugoslavia was a communist country when I was raised in the 80s. And I have to say, had the kind of everything free. If you're very, very talented, then you have an extra. So I went to 2 schools. My father was a economist and professional soccer player, so I can say that I learned from him a love for people and passion and kindness. And my mother is an attorney, and she was running the pension fund in former Yugoslavia during the Tito's time. So she was very disciplined, she was very proper, and she loved arts. So if you put all those characteristics together, I can say that's me. And I have not had any free time. I was always kind of working on excelling in whatever I started. So it was first piano, and that became my really first love. At the time, my professors, especially classical ballet teachers, said, listen, she is bored, very bored at this ballet class, and she's constantly standing by the piano accompanist. I think it's best for you if you take her to a music school so she can start piano. It took them a while until I get a real one by the age of 7, so about 3 years. I had to convince them that that's my love. And also, we lived in a very small apartment. My room was so small that they had to put an upright piano on one side of the wall. On the other side of the wall was my parents' bed. So I have to tell you, my father would call my mother every day to ask if I stopped practicing so he can come home. And so there you go. After very, very shortly, 2 years after, at the age of 9, I won a first piano competition in that time, Yugoslavia. I was performing already for the audiences of 2000. It was my first solo concert. I performed Chopin, Beethoven, Brahms. I studied at the time by one of the world's great piano masters. And there are many Russians who were coming through Yugoslavia to go to the West because it was still USSR. They were closed. And so one of them, Konstantin Bogino, picked me and another girl to work with me. So one of the first bigger concerts, and actually one of my recordings, were with the St. Petersburg Soloists, where I perform Mozart piano concertos, and that was turned into a CD and later became one of the best-selling classical CDs in 11 European countries.
We're talking to Marina Arsenievich, and her music has been described as unique to the ears, yet familiar to the soul. And here's Marina performing a portion of My Beauty. That was Marina Arsenievich performing My Beauty, and I'm Jack Krasula. And this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Krasula. We're with Marina Arsenievich. And she emigrated to America in 1999. Let's go back to the early 90s, Marina, and talk about the disintegration of Yugoslavia. What happened?
It's very difficult to explain because we were all living together for decades. We all sang and danced the same songs. I was raised in multicultural, multi-ethnic atmosphere. And it was very difficult for us to understand what happened that overnight neighbors started to hate each other because of their differences. At the time, I was a very successful classical pianist. I performed all over the former Yugoslavia. And the only weapon at the time I had was my music. So I didn't feel that classical music is giving me enough strength to fight the extremism. So I started to create my own sound where I combine Muslim and Christian melodies and rhythms to show our common humanity. As a result, I developed my, I can say, hallmark that I'm using up to today, unity in the face of diversity. And at that time, I applied my vision of unity and hope to my musical composition, creating kind of a new style that they called the ethnoclassical genre. Music was described as that when I blend these diverse cultural melodies with varied ethnic rhythms, regardless of their conflicted history, the music is one that reveals our common humanity. The music is one that builds bridges. The music is one that gives us hope. And the music is one that heals. So as a, I can say, universal language, I think I had a great weapon to unify people throughout the region. And then by the end of 1999, actually March 24th, 1999, if you remember, we had bombing. I lived in Belgrade. We were bombed by allies for over 3 months. I stayed during the whole period in the country, and I performed almost every day wherever it was possible, outside the shopping malls, inside the shopping mall, in a small outside areas, just to give people hope. During that period of time, I've got a call from Canada and United States music agencies. They wanted to know if I need help. Well, I realized that I will not be able to fully promote this diversity and unity message and strengthen diversity if I stay only at the time it was Milosevic's rule, that I will not be able to flourish. So I have decided just in 5 days to leave into unknown. And that's your beautiful statement, anything is possible. If you believe and if you dream, anything is possible. I came alone without my parents. I started from performing at churches. I could say I perform in every possible denomination in the United States. And not so long after, I've got my first invitation to have my first concert at Carnegie Hall. So when they asked me, how did you get to Carnegie Hall? I didn't know that expression at the time that Americans are having. So I said, well, it was very close to me. I was at the time in Philadelphia, so I just took a train to New York.
Marina, you, I quote now, TV guide from Yugoslavia. God gave her a look of a model, the talent of exquisite artistry, and the flawless political skill of a chess master. She has the ability to communicate with diverse peoples and nations, which even great diplomats would envy. This is Marina. Marina, you were famous. You were a superstar, almost royalty in Yugoslavia and throughout all of Europe. And then you're advised to leave. And on June 10th, 1999, you take two suitcases and your music and you come to a new country. How did you have the courage to do that?
I thought that the most I have and everything I have is really in me. It's not outside of me. It's not bags. It's not clothes. It's really what I have to offer. And I always believed that I have a talent. That talent was very fully executed while I was in Europe because I had CDs. One of the first ones, My Balkan Soul, was sold in over a million copies in 11 European countries. So I did thought that I have something to offer. And America, for all of us, was a land of opportunity, was a land where we all can be free, where we all can sing and dance and speak our language, but still respect each other. And that was my only hope, that I can just come here, then I can find a way to perform, which I did. One, as I say, my first concert was very shortly after I came. It was in January 11th, 2003 in Carnegie Hall. After that, I got many great reviews. So the bottom line is you have to have a courage. You have to you have to work hard, and you have to believe that you can.
You say, and I quote you, music unites, it heals. Marina, how do you explain the magic, the universality of music throughout the world?
Well, you see, you don't need words to touch people's souls when you play music. They feel it. You touch them deeply into their souls. So I have created a music that is a mix of Muslim and Christian melodies and rhythms, and I put them in a new forms of classical crossover. It could be crossover to jazz music, pop, even rock. Somebody says some of my compositions are belonging to a world music genre. So everybody can find a piece of their own sky in a music. So that's why I created many compositions that afterwards became a part of a big show here in the United States that is aired on PBS for the past 10 years called Marina at West Point, where I, for example, have a composition, Under the Sun, We Are All One, One Heart, One Soul, a piece of my sky where I actually musically talk that we all have our own sky, but as a mosaic, we are unity.
We're talking to Marina Arsenievich. If you want to learn more, www.arsmirina.com. Her latest, newest album, in honor of Valentine's Day, is entitled Only Love. And here's a small portion of the keynote song, Only Love.
Only love. can make that moment last. You were there, and all the world was yours.
That was Marina Arsenijevich performing Only Love, and I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Krasula, and we're with Marina Arsenijevich, and she practices 5 to 6 hours a day. And you talked that you went to Carnegie Hall, but I think on May 15th, 2003, this experience even topped that. You performed in the White House in honor of First Lady Laura Bush and the wife of the Prime Minister of England, Tony Blair. What was that day like?
It's amazing when that happens. You probably never dream about something like that. They said you have to dream for something to accomplish. And I did dream. I always had big dreams. And I always thought it's better to be dream big because you can land somewhere. But I really didn't dream that I will perform for First Lady of the United States. And it happens right after the first Carnegie Hall concert, 2003. I've got actually the call from, at the time, it was a congressman in Oakland County, John Olenberg. And he was actually involved when I came first time to the United States right after bombing in 1999. He said, Marina, we have an option that as a congressman advise and say who would be a key performer. And we thought you would be the best. So yes, I was picked to perform, and I created my own arrangement of America the Beautiful, starting with Chopin's Revolutionary Etude that represents turmoil that I came from to a beauty and unity and peace of America. So it was really an emotional event for me. I came to the stage. It's funny that piano that I had to perform was Yamaha, and one leg at the piano was kind of wobbly. So before I perform, I called. It was Congressional 2000 wives and at the event because it is First Lady's luncheon. So at the time, the only man there was Joe Nolenberg. And I called Joe and said, Joe, please, can you come to the stage before I perform and check this piano leg? So that's how I started my performance with Joe Nolenberg on stage checking my piano. I got a standing ovations. His wife, Sandy Nolenberg, was also in attendance. And it was really one of the first highlights of my United States career.
All right. September 25th, 2008. You go to Upper New York and you're at West Point. And you're with the West Point Band and Glee Club. And you perform a song that you wrote called Under the Sun. Tell us about that song and about that experience, Marina.
That's another of facts that actually events that happen after you work hard and after you follow your dreams and your soul. Big things really happen. I've got invitation from public television that they would like to film a concert with me. And one of my first surrogate American parents was an alumni of West Point, class of 1948. And so he said to me, Marina, I think the best for you would be if you perform at the West Point with the West Point Glee Club and the band. I didn't know at the time much about the institutions in terms of musical quality. So 2 days later, the PR of West Point called back and said, yes, we want Marina because Marina represents diversity that we want to broadcast and show in our cadet group, because they have students from 26 countries, and they have actually at this point probably even 30% women at West Point Cadet Glee Club. So that was the day when I spent when I started to spend the most memorable 9 months of my musical career working at the Eisenhower Call with the cadets from the Glee Club, the West Point Band, and the Hellcats. We created a concert program that I wanted to show the strength through its diversity. As you said, it reached over 170 million viewers for the past 10 years with more than 550 broadcasts on PBS. And what I witnessed is the most diverse corps of cadets representing all genres, genders, races, creeds, and cultures, striving in unity to prepare themselves to lead and protect the people of our nation, regardless of race, creed, or culture. So all my composition, it was the concert that was filmed in 2.5 hours. All my compositions, among them was Under the Sun, where I talk about unity, where cadet Joseph Murray, he was a class of 2011, he was African-American cadet, was singing, "We are all one under the sun, we are one heart, one soul." And you can hear the song in all the streaming services. You can see YouTube videos, and it became, I've got Emmy nomination for all my music from this PBS concert.
Well, you're going to hear a portion right now of Under the Sun that was written by Marina Arsenievich. Here it is. Was Marina Arsenievich performing one of her creations, Under the Sun. If you want to learn more, www.arsmarina.com. Marina, when you get ready to perform, what do you tell yourself or think about when you're going to start the concert?
It's always a special time that I almost have to be by myself for 20 minutes to imagine what will happen when I step on stage. So my agents, everybody who are around me at the time, they know that they have to leave me alone. So that's that special concentration that you get into the mode when I imagine what will be my first note like when I step on that stage. And then it's about interactions between you and the audience. And I always liked audience. My professors always said that I play 10 times better in front of a large audience than in my own room. Now, during the COVID, I have been filming and recording 20 new compositions. And every time, it's for me like a concert. I'm the best when it's live. I'm not very good in just recording. So I almost start to live different life on stage.
When you perform, ma'am or dame, as you're known in Yugoslavia, you control the stage. You control the whole hall. How do you do that?
Well, that's that moment when you either have it or not. I always thought that talent is very important, and work sometimes have to exist in maybe 60% and 40% talent. But there is also something that you call charisma or ability to communicate. And even though I'm not a singer, but I now became Little One in my new album that your viewers and listeners will be able to hear. So I I'm able somehow with my whole body, with my whole energy, to communicate just with piano, with the audience. And so far, I was able to command the room.
We're talking to Marina Arsenievich. And when we come back, I'm going to ask her, when she gets to heaven, if our Heavenly Father says, Marina, here's everybody in heaven, play us one song. We're going to ask her, what song would you play? And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Jack Rasula, host of WJR's Anything is Possible, the weekly radio visit, brings his 15 years of inspirational storytelling to hardcover. With God, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
15 of Jack's more than 750 tales of defeating odds and achieving the extraordinary. Like Bob Woodruff, whose job covering the war in Iraq nearly cost him his life. And Nick Vujicic, the limbless evangelist who has stunned millions with his message of acceptance and grace. With God, anything is possible. Order now while signed copies are still available at trustinusllc.square.site. That's trustinusllc.square.site. And as Jack says,
make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohol. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything is Possible. And we're talking to Marina Arsenievich. Her newest album, in honor of Valentine's Day, is entitled Only Love. Marina, you get to heaven. God says, well done, good and faithful servant. Play us one song. What do you play?
It would be My Sweetheart. It's a song I created for all the men and women in service, and for all of them who wait for them to return. And the words that was just added are, waves roll up onto the beach here, breaking silently, gliding back into the ocean, out away from me, flowing out through all that blue, bearing my love through the water back to you, promising that I'll come home to my sweetheart. So that will be my choice of My Sweetheart.
Speaking of returning, let's go back to May 29th, 2018, and you go back to Yugoslavia after 17 years, Marina, after leaving back in 1999 with two suitcases and your music, and you go back to be presented the Knight of the St. Sava Pacifism Award. What was that experience like?
Well, it's a Serbia now. So I get back to Serbia. I left as Yugoslavia, but I came back to Serbia after 17 years. Those 17 years are passed so fast because I had to create a new life in my adopted country. I became a citizen of the United States in 2009. And sometimes you are never awarded by the country you came from. Sometimes it came after your life. Sometimes your relatives, after you're gone, come and accept that award. So when I was called, it was April 2011. I was in Los Angeles giving a concert, and on my caller ID was Government of Serbia. And I was, oh my God, what wrong I did now? So I pick up the phone, and it was the ambassador, Mrs. Nikšić, who was in charge at that time of all diaspora of Serbs around the world. And she said, Marina, you're one of two were awarded from outside of Serbia of this highest diplomatic order called Knight of San Sava's Order of Diplomatic Pacifism. But you have to come back to Serbia to receive the knighthood. It was like, you cannot believe how I felt at that moment, because that's something that you probably never dreamed about that can happen. And I said, so when this will happen? She says, oh, it's a May 29th. So I said, well, I have all sorts of concerts lined up. She says, well, this is a knighthood. I'm sure that you will be able to move all the concerts. And yes, that happened. I talked to my husband, and we both decided that this is the greatest honor somebody can receive from your own country, from the country you were born. And we flew with Air Serbia, New York to Belgrade. I landed. My parents waited for me at the airport, and my closest friends. I've got the most flowers ever in my life. I got the most chocolates ever too. So I spent only 6 days in Serbia, and that was like a dream. I can still talk about that, because at the moment when it's happening, you cannot really feel it. You just do it. And it was really one of the highlights so far in my life.
Marina, you've spent the last 20 years in America, the greatest country on the face of the earth. Tell us, how good do we have it in America?
Well, we have it all. And especially for us, who came from turbulence, who came from war. You have to remember, Yugoslavia had the bloodiest civil war after World War II. It was 4 years. We lost many lives. The country was disintegrated. It was the bloodiest conflict, and we lost loved ones. At that point, you understand what you had. So at this point, I use my music in the United States to remind all the people, all races, creeds, and cultures of the strength and the beauty that America has through its diversity. This is the country of opportunities for all of us. This is the country that created my countryman Nikola Tesla, who gave us alternating current, who gave us AC electricity. So this is the country of Elon Musk. This is the country who was also an immigrant from South Africa. This is the country of Google guys. This is the country of Apple. So this is the country that moves the rest of the world forward by its inventions, because it's a great and fruitful soil for creation. And I don't have a reserve country at this point. This is my country, and I can say that I'm proud Serbian American.
If you Google the word courage, your picture appears. If there's a listener tonight who says, Marina, how do I get courage? What do you say to him or her?
You have to work very hard. Nothing comes easy in life. You have to work every day very, very hard to gain that strength within yourself, to gain confidence, to know more than others. I would say that you have to work 80 hours a week while others work 40 hours to get that courage.
As our time ends tonight, we want to end with one more song by Marina. Fabulous song, When You Walk Through a Storm. Jerry Lewis made it famous with his muscular dystrophy telethons for so many years.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. at the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on.
Marina, thanks a million. That was fabulous. Please keep up the great music, unity through diversity. It's an honor to have you.
Thank you, Jack, very much. And I hope this story will inspire many more.
Please join us next Saturday. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohon.
Believe in yourself.